come and sit and have discourse in the things of God, in the writings of the law, the teachings of Moses, and the righteousness implied. Because that would be his most intimate interest of his entire life. And you look in Jesus' teaching, one of the things he focuses on almost constantly is how righteousness is defined. Because that is what the law does. But there are things, you know, you can do in the law, there are understandings that can be gleaned from it that go beyond just what is written there, when you can perceive the spirit of what is written. And Jesus perceiving these things, I'm doubtless that it was things that are foreshadowing of what he would teach later on. You know, it's written in law, in Moses' law, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you, whosoever shall look on a woman has committed adultery with her already in his heart. You know, that's in the spirit of the law. Because it's a combination of adultery and covetousness. And many such like things, Jesus had perceptions of into greater detail of the righteousness of the law. And people would hear these things and not be able to resist this. You know, it was for this teaching against the teachers that he later on became so unpopular with them. And a lot of that also had to do with his teaching of what righteousness was, because it was very strict. It was more strict than they had. They were very strict as to the letter of the law. And Jesus purposefully challenged them on the letter of the law, basically making the assertion that the spirit is greater. I mean, the letter of the law would not allow for certain things that Jesus allowed his disciples to do, such as picking corn on the Sabbath. But it can be justified in the spirit because God made Christ Lord of the Sabbath. His mother's reaction is very typically motherly, but there's somewhat of a lack of faith in it. Why have you dealt this way with us? You know, you've done something to us. You've hurt us. We've sought you sorrowing. They were worried about him. They thought, what happened? He's lost in Jerusalem. Did you know where I'd be? You can't miss this place. Later on, they said to him, "Don't you, Lord, look at all these great buildings." He was well acquainted. Verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So Christ subjected himself unto them as a child does unto parents. Though at 12, he was probably already ready to take on the Messiah's role. He would wait till he was about 30. But Jesus increased in wisdom, if that be possible, and stature, in all respects as he matured. And this is an interesting reference. Some people have doubted the authenticity of the Shroud of Turin because they say the man on it is too tall to be a Jew. But, you know, in the realm of possible heights, he was increased in stature. Nothing wrong with him being a little taller than people expect. And in favor with God and man. The favor of God on him increased. The favor of man toward him increased as he grew older. He was an excellent child and an excellent young man.